Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. So, as me and my sister did a 5-day New World, New You challenge with Tony Robbins in this past January, we wanted to talk about what we experienced and our thoughts that we took with us from this challenge. It was 5 days packed with information and exercises and challenges every day. And that is why we decided to make this a sister episode and do shorter episodes over a week with our thoughts and reflections. This is also my chance to introduce you to my sister, my guiding light in the darkness and my anchor in reality, and my best friend. So this is episode 4 of day 1 of Tony Robbins' New World, New You Challenge.
Mindset, action and results. Tony Robbins said, use our stress. Don't let the stress use you. When you are experiencing extreme stress, it pushes you to discover how strong you really are, discover who your real friends are, and build an immunity to future problems. What do you think about that?
I think it's true. And I also think it's true that when he said your worst problem is someone else's dream, we all have trials in life and we all have different paths in life. And what I experience as really hard for me can be a dream to someone that has it even harder. So I think it's important to understand that my path is my path and what is hard for me is hard for me, and not to judge each other on this, because we don't see the whole picture. We can only see what is shown to us, but we don't see the whole picture.
We really shouldn't judge anybody at all. Don't judge anybody until you walked a mile in their shoes.
Yes.
You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they've gone through in the past. You don't know why they are the way they are or react the way they do. So we have a saying in Swedish, mind your own problems, basically. Okay, mindset, action and results. Tony Robbins was talking about, they've asked people, what would make you the happiest? Most people say, win the lottery.
Yeah.
And what is the worst thing that could happen to you? And they say, become quadriplegic. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically it's when you cannot walk or you're in a wheelchair. What they saw is that 3 years after the experience, they were at the same level of happiness as before it happened.
Yeah.
So the ones that won the lottery, they were back to the same state after 3 years.
Yeah.
And even the quadriplegic ones were also back to the same state as 3 years after maybe the accident or what made them become quadriplegic.
Yeah. Well, I think what he said was, he asked us, who do you think would be the most happy after 3 years? Because winning the lottery, we all know that most of the people who win the lottery, they end up exactly where they were after 3 years. They have wasted all their money because their mindset is that if I'm an A-type person and I win the lottery and woo, I get so much money, but I'm still the A-type person and I like living on the salary that I have, then I will waste all the money to be able to be comfortable with what I know. And that is living with the salary that I have. And so in order for me to really enjoy the money, I need to change my mindset. And I need to find ways to evolve the thoughts that I have about me and my money. And not be content with living on the salary that I have. But maybe I want to invest in stocks and learn more about stocks. But that requires me to actually learn about stocks and getting out of my comfort zone of what I'm used to. And so most people don't do that. Most people, they just burn the money on stuff and then they're back right where they started. And so I think that's what he talked about, mindset, that no matter what you do or the circumstances you end up in, if you don't change your mindset, you'll be right back where you start.
Yeah.
He's talked about being in a room with 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and then you cool it down, and it gets cold. But the heater turns on because you want 68 degrees Fahrenheit. And if it gets warmer, then the air condition starts kicking in because you want 68 degrees Fahrenheit. But in life, in order for us to grow, then maybe I'd like 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's kill the AC and just live with it. Or I want it cooler. But in order for that to happen, I need to change the stories I tell myself so that I change my reality, so that I can expand myself and start working from that position and not go back to the 68 degrees Fahrenheit, which is my comfort zone and where I've been my whole life. But that's not maybe where I want to be.
Yeah. So he was talking about the breakthrough, and it's the moment in time when everything changes.
Where the impossible becomes possible. You can change everything in seconds.
Yeah, and you can do something.
Yeah.
And all you need is 5 seconds of courage to change your whole life.
Yeah.
Have you had those 5 seconds of courage?
I'm not a courageous person in a lot of ways. But I tried at work not to be quiet if I feel that someone's been unjust to me, but instead voicing my opinion. And I saw this TEDx talk that talks about the 5 second rule. And so I like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's spit it out. So I think about that and I try not to be quiet. I don't always succeed, but I'm working on it and I'm very aware of it.
Yeah. So something triggered you when you got a breakthrough. So think about a breakthrough in your life, and then you think about what way did you have a breakthrough and what was the moment that changed it all. And usually you will think about that pretty easily. You will know what moment it was that changed it all. What made it possible for that change to last? Was it a new belief, strategy, or insight that you had? And how is your life better? So for me, in my divorce, being raised that families should be forever, and I was under the impressions that we really needed to, that I really need to suffer through this, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't being kind to me, and I was putting up with too much. I was putting up with more than I really needed to. So my breakthrough would have been when I didn't go back to my ex after he came and said, you know what, let's try again for the kids. And what was my breakthrough? Well, it was that I realized that I should actually be the most important person for him in this relationship. Not the children, because we were obviously not getting along. And he also did not have any intention of getting along with me. He showed that pretty clearly in the last years of our marriage.
Yeah.
And so my insight was, before it had been that we need to stay together for the kids. That's kind of what I was thinking. And then it changed to, we need to be apart for the kids, because I need to be able to show them that there are other ways for men to behave. That I don't put up with this behavior anymore. And there are other people that are actually like better. I wanted to show them a positive role model, actually. And so I would say that it was my new insight. And my life actually got better because I put more value in myself. I was worth a lot more than I had been giving myself credit for. Do you have a breakthrough?
Well, if you listen to what you said in the beginning, you said I should be the most important person in his life, not the kids. But you know what? You should be the most important person in your own life. And he should be the most important person in his life. And together, if you're both whole, you should be the best team there could be. And so I had a really hard time with this question because I don't know if I have had any breakthroughs. What was important, but I think for me, it was finding my voice again. A breakthrough is like, I don't care if other people likes my voice when I sing. I love to sing. And that was a huge thing for me because I've always been worried about what people say and how will they think and how will they react. But you know what? I don't care because I love to sing, period. And so if they don't like me singing, they don't have to listen. But for me, it was really, really important to find that inner strength in myself and my belief in myself and my value for myself. And because I just love to do it, so I'm doing it no matter what people say.
The thing that you said about singing, that was a big breakthrough. I mean, you went from not singing because you thought that you weren't good enough or you were maybe comparing yourself to others, to actually not caring about others and just, I'm singing because it makes me happy. And so I think that's a huge breakthrough.
I think what's that my breakthrough is, I'm happier, I'm learning to love myself, I'm amazing, I'm worthy. And this is my dream, so I'm never going to give up on it.
You always called me like the unintended artist or something like that.
Yeah, the unintentional artist. Yeah. That's when I got you recorded songs that we were writing.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, the sequence to success. Right mental state. We needed to tell ourselves the right story. And if you're not telling yourself the right story, you need to change your story to change your life. And you also need to use the right strategy.
And most of the times, you do it the other way. You start with the strategy, then the story, and then the state. But the state is important because that's where it starts. So it was state, story, and strategy.
Your biography is not your destiny. So that means that whatever happened to you in your past, it doesn't mean that it has anything to do with your future. You're not limited about what happened to you before. And it doesn't limit what you can achieve in the future. You're still in control of your life. And what might have seemed like the worst day of your life could actually turn out to be the best day of your life.
Yeah, it comes into that the story you tell yourself is everything. And if you change that story, it will change your life.
So here he was talking a little bit about men being very explicit, which means that they say what they mean. What do you think about women? Do we say what we mean?
Well, he said male communication is explicit and female communication is implicit. And so men say what they mean and women say what we think, or we think. What we think and what we see are two different things. Like, I always tell the story. If I go on the street and I look into this window, I see a dress, and I will say, oh, what a beautiful dress. And my ex-husband said yes, and then he'd keep walking. But for me, when I said, oh, what a beautiful dress, it meant I'd love to go into this store and try that dress on and see if it looks beautiful on me. But what he heard was, what a beautiful dress. He looked at it, he assessed it, said yes, and he kept moving. But I think that's such a telling story about how women and men communicate, because I was thinking that he would understand me when I said, oh, what a beautiful dress, and how much that meant to me and how much thought I put into those words. But it just never happened that way.
So I guess they can't read minds.
No, I think something I've learned is to, in order for me to communicate, I need to communicate what I actually think and not have him read my mind and try to decipher what I really think from the words I'm using, which is kind of hard since I'm a woman. And none of my women friends have a problem with my thinking, so...
Yeah. Do women then need to be more explicit? They need to actually say what they mean?
Women needs to say more what they really mean, and men needs to listen more to what is actually being said and the emotion behind it. So if we can meet halfway, then I think the communication would be much better.
Okay, once you are in your story, you only find what you look for.
Yeah.
And we get what we look for.
Yeah.
And the past does not equal the future unless you live there.
It's like when you go into a room and someone says, look around the room and look for everything that's red, and you just memorize everything that's red in the room. And then they say, okay, close your eyes and tell me all the green things in the room. And it's like, but you said red. Yeah, but what was green in the room? Well, I didn't focus on the green. I was focusing on the red. And so that's life. What we focus on is what we look for. If I want to get pregnant, do you know how many pregnant women I saw when I wanted to get pregnant? They were pregnant ladies everywhere. I hadn't seen them before because my...
And strollers?
Yeah, because focus hadn't been on them. But once you get an idea in your head, you'll start looking for that around you. It's always been there, but once you start to be aware of what it is you're looking for, then you'll just see it everywhere. Whether it's dogs or squirrels or whatever. If you start to think about it, you'll see it.
How about this? Try is when you don't think you're gonna succeed. So, talking about language, do you use the word try a lot?
Yes, I do, which is probably why why a lot of my things are still a dream phase.
And it's kind of like when the kids come and ask you something and you say, maybe, what does that really mean?
It means I really don't want to do this, but I'll say maybe just to get you off my case right now.
Yeah, or it's a no also. Can I get this? Maybe.
Yeah.
Because we don't really want to say no.
In 10 years' time.
Okay, so try. Is that a word that maybe we can like start taking out of our vocabulary?
I'll try to do that. I will really try to do that.
We'll try to do that. Let's try to get try out of our vocabulary.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yes, I'll do it too.
That was all for today's episode. Tomorrow we will release a new episode, so please stay tuned in. Also write in the comments what your thoughts are. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share and subscribe and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.